Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
No matter what type of organization you are, you probably want to be acting more like Amazon. And I'm going to talk about why that is here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And many of us think of Amazon or Alibaba, depending on what part of the world you might be in, as two large e-commerce providers that many of us use on a daily basis. But it's more than that. It's actually a business model that most organizations should be following, especially in today's post-pandemic world where the world has gotten used to maybe a little bit less human interaction and a little bit more technological interaction, for better or for worse. So what I want to talk about here today are what are some of the lessons we can learn from Amazon and how can we apply some of the best practices from Amazon and other leading e-commerce providers to our organization, regardless of what industry we might be in. Now, the interesting thing about Amazon and Alibaba and other e-commerce providers is that these are largely massive retail shops and distribution organizations. They, for the most part, are focusing on distributing physical products, but that's not what they're best known for. What they're best known for is that customer experience, the ease of transactions, the ease of finding information, the ease of placing an order, that sort of thing, and really making sure that we're providing a tailored, unique experience to customers. And so even if you're an organization that doesn't provide retail products or services to customers directly, there are some best practices that we can take from companies like Amazon. First of all, e-commerce technologies can provide a template or a blueprint for how we interact with our customers, regardless of what product or service we're providing to our customers. How can we provide a better customer experience where we're making information more accessible, we're making processes more seamless, we're making self-service more of a focus front and center, and that entire experience from the time they first interact with your brand or your organization until they become a customer and even post-customer, what are the ways that we can learn from Amazon to provide that stronger customer experience? And that's probably one of the biggest lessons we can take from Amazon. One of the other strengths and lessons learned from companies like Amazon is the fact that they provide integrated data and processes to customers. So me, for example, I'm a big fan of two things, classic rock and technology. So if I go to Amazon, I can buy a Guns N' Roses CD or cassette, depending on what era I want to relive my past in. And I can also buy a new iPhone on Amazon. I don't need to log into two different systems, one for the electronic shop, one for the CD or music shop. It's all one integrated experience. And so having that integrated set of data and processes that provide for not only a better customer experience, but provide better efficiency and more transparency on the back end of the operations is another lesson learned that we can take away regardless of what industry we might be in. If you've spent any decent amount of time on Amazon or other e-commerce websites, you've probably seen recommendations that suggest certain products based on your past behavior or your demographics or where you live or how much income you might make. And these are generally highly personalized recommendations to you as a customer. And the way that Amazon does that is through artificial intelligence. It takes data on you, whether it's demographic data or past purchasing behavior, and it predicts what it thinks you're going to want to buy in the future. And so we as non-e-commerce providers, or if you're in an industry outside of retail, you can also leverage that sort of best practice to figure out how can we use data about our customers to anticipate their needs before perhaps they even know what their needs are. So leveraging data and artificial intelligence and machine learning to optimize our customer experience and the way we deliver to our customers is another best practice that we can take from Amazon as well.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, while Amazon is known for its customer experience and its website and its same-day delivery and some of those things that we've grown accustomed to as customers of Amazon and other similar e-commerce providers, what they're really well known for and one of their hidden secrets is the fact that they have such massive size and scale. They're very efficient as an organization. In fact, Amazon is a former client of ours, and we've had a firsthand look at how they automate their warehouses and the robotics they use, and just their obsession with efficiency and scale and really driving down costs wherever possible. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, Walmart was sort of the blueprint for reducing cost and optimizing cost and leveraging its scale, but Amazon has taken that to a whole nother level. And they've done this through opening different distribution centers throughout the world. They've used robotics. They've used data to better predict demand and to optimize supply. They've partnered with suppliers to do drop shipments to customers. All sorts of tactics like that have been used to really focus on efficiency, size, and scale. So when you're thinking about your organization, again, even if you're not an e-commerce provider, even if you're not a retail or direct-to-consumer provider, even if you're a B2B provider of industrial products, for example, there are lessons here that we can take from Amazon to figure out how can we drive some of the inefficiencies and cost out of our organization, how can we provide that better customer experience, and how can we take some of these lessons from Amazon and apply it to our organizations. One of the other things that Amazon has taught organizations throughout the world is about the value of consumer-grade technology. And this is both a blessing and a curse for those of us that are leading digital transformations or leading organizations in general. And that's because Amazon has really perfected how technology can be used to provide a better customer experience. And now people are so used to that sort of consumer grade experience that when they come work for your organization, they expect the same type of interaction with your organization. Same goes for your customers. Even though you're not an Amazon, even though you may not be a retail e-commerce provider, companies or organizations or buyers that come to your website or come to you as an organization expect that same consumer grade technology. So really focusing maybe a little bit less on those back office technologies that so many organizations focus on and focusing a little bit more on the customer facing side of the technologies can be a huge ROI in terms of living up to customer expectations and providing that customer experience that they expect. And again, the same holds true for your employees as well. You want to make sure that the people you hire and the talent that you attract and retain are doing so partly because the technology and the tools that they have to do their jobs effectively are up to par with what they might expect or what they might see in their personal lives as they're shopping with Amazon or other sorts of e-commerce providers. So just to give you a quick example, we recently worked with a company that's a large steel provider, one of the largest steel manufacturers and distribution companies in the world. And that's probably about as far away from a e-commerce type of a technology provider as you could possibly be. It's an old school industry. They're selling to businesses, not to end consumers. But despite the fact that they're in this older industry, a more mature industry that is not direct to consumer, they still face the need of leveraging technologies to provide a better customer experience. So this particular client of ours grew largely through acquisition. So they had a lot of different acquisitions throughout the world that they had acquired, but they were all acting like different companies and with different technologies. You had to deal with different sales reps. You had different websites you had to go to if you wanted to purchase steel products from different divisions within the company. So it really felt like multiple companies. So what this company did is they embarked on a digital transformation to integrate the technologies to provide a more common customer experience as part of a commercial excellence sort of initiative. And their goal was to really provide more of a consumer grade type of experience with their customers so they could go to one website, talk to one sales rep, and get the full breadth of services and products that this provider offered to their customers. So that's one example of how an industrial product type of company, an industrial manufacturer, was able to leverage some of the best practices from Amazon to make their digital transformation better. Another example is they used business intelligence technologies to really get better visibility into all these different operations throughout the world, all these different silos and independently operated parts of the business. They had business intelligence tools that gave them visibility into all the different nooks and crannies of the organization and the ability to drill down real time and see what order volumes look like, customer satisfaction, order defects, and that sort of thing. So having that transparent integrated data was another important part of this organization's digital transformation. So this is just one brief case study of how even non-e-commerce and non-retail providers can learn from Amazon and deploy technology in a way that can take the best of Amazon and apply it to your industry and to your organization. So if you're looking for more information about best practices related to your digital transformation journey, I encourage you to download our 2021 Digital Transformation Report. I've included a link to that below. I've also included links to other resources I think might be beneficial to you as you're trying to embark on your journey. These resources range from software evaluation reviews, independent rankings of different technologies in the marketplace, as well as implementation best practices as you embark on your digital transformation journey. So I encourage you to check out some of those links below and download at your heart's content. So I hope you found this information useful.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.